BJ and Jay.
We want everyone that is watching the ball game on Sunday, when it's the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos, please root for it to go into overtime. After that, of course, we want the Broncos to win. But even if the Broncos are up by a touchdown and it looks like we're going to win, please root for Buffalo to score.
Because I feel like, BJ, I feel like you have made that bet for yourself.
I'm going to.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to because I like it.
I feel like Powerball Pete will as well.
There's a lot of people that are going to jump on board with that.
And let me tell you something. I'll be quite honest with you, too. All right?
All right.
If I got money on it, I absolutely would root for the Buffalo Bills to score to go into overtime, okay?
So what we're talking about is it's $100 to put on, well, it's not, you can put $20, whatever. I put $100 on the betting on them going overtime without picking a winner. And if they do go into overtime, my $100 turns into $1,600.
Right. No matter what your bet is, just multiply it by 16.
Yeah.
That's how it works. $10, $160. You get it, right?
Yep.
But if you bet the overtime, Jamie's in. She's in, so be rooting for it. Man, can you imagine people that listen to our show on Sunday, if it goes into overtime, they'll be like, oh, my God, Jamie has just won $1,600.
I know.
You know they will.
And the thing is, you know, at first I was excited. Earlier this morning when you made the bet for me because I gave you $100, I was excited. But now I'm finding, like, I don't think I like it. I don't.
What do you mean?
Because you know, you kind of explained this once to me, how betting has changed how you watch games.
Yeah.
It's taken the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I went in, we're all getting together for damp January on Sunday. And we're all getting together and we're watching the game, right? And so I was going in with just like, you know, we're just going to watch the game. But now I have something on it, which is like, in my head, $1,700 on the line.
Yeah,
and so now it's gonna like anxiety, all the like not the
all
fun
the emotions.
Stuff.
You're gonna tell other people at the party to shut the hell up. You're gonna
game.
Be yeah. You gotta watch the game. Yeah. You might even throw a some dip at them or something.
Right. I'm gonna have anger issues.
You're gonna be that person that's paying attention to the game and they're all talking about
exactly.
Like, oh, look at her just because she's got money on.
I know
she can't even get over here and talk with us.
See, and I don't like those people. I don't like people like you. You.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I like you as a human.
But I know.
I don't like the viewer in you.
You're right.
You know, because to me, it's a social gathering. I don't care if people talk.
Right.
Like, let's just glance up. But now I already have that intenseness.
You're going to be me. I love it. I'm glad I turned you on to another vice, too. I love it.
No, because you actually told me once it took the joy out of watching games.
That's not exactly how I explained it. It takes the joy out of watching a game that you don't have money on.
Yeah,
if
you want to do
it. Money on the game,
okay,
it puts the joy back in. I mean, joy down in your heart.
Really? You don't feel anxiety about it?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah.
But the anxiety's the fun part, right?
It's also the adrenaline, though.
I don't think the anxiety's fun.
Jamie, here's how bad it is for me, okay? And Spadil probably can relate to this. If I'm watching a game, and I've got money on it, and my team's doing terrible, just terrible, I'll turn it.
I turn it right off.
Hoping that they'll get better. If I'm not watching, me watching is causing this to happen. My team sucks because I'm watching. They know I've got money on them.
No!
There's too much pressure, so I'm going to watch the Beverly Hillbillies.
No!
And then I'll come back to the game. And then I'll go back to the game and we've caught up. And I'll be like, oh, that works.
But you're proving my point. It took away your joy.
It does.
The money took away your joy.
It puts you in a bad place.
I had a bet like 2 weeks ago on the Nuggets opponent, right? Where I took San Antonio with the points, just wanting Denver to win, but like not by enough that they would cover the spread.
Okay.
And
I just realized I got
into the weeds with it.
But, you know what?
Yeah. Here's what I thought was bad about you, Schmidel. You know I don't gamble. I don't know what the hell he's saying. But anyway, here's what's bad about you is that, you know, Jokic.
Uh-huh.
He actually like had the COVID. He was really, really sick.
Bro.
And instead of this is my
it
point.
Made me so mad.
Instead of having empathy and going, oh my gosh, poor Jokic is sick, like I said, he's like, screw that guy.
Dude, I got screwed because I had him in my parlay and the Nuggets winning, and then because he got sick, he got taken it. Out, and there yeah. was no chance of them winning without him there. So I just lost my parlay yeah. right from the beginning.
I was like, Schmidil, you need to feel bad. He doesn't feel it. No, screw him.
Yeah, Jamie, man, I need to hit my parlay.
Jamie, you're about to become that person.
No.
You are. You are. I had a guy a couple of weeks ago that literally broke his leg. Broke his leg on the field.
And you didn't feel empathy?
No, I was pissed.
I didn't want to be you too.
I had this guy to get 40 yards, and he broke his leg on 27.
Wow.
But dude, I hope he doesn't come back. You get to be that person. Yeah. It's not fun.
This is that show, American Greed.
Yeah, it is.
God.
But you're going to find yourself being that person at this party.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm already feeling like, God, I don't know. This is like, I shouldn't be wanting them to go into overtime. Like, I should just want them to win.
And the only team, I do have a line where I will never bet on a University of Tennessee football game or basketball, whatever. I won't bet because I can't bet against them. And every time I bet for them, they lose.
So you like
not.
Really have some rituals.
I have a
head.
Line in the sand. I will not put any money on Tennessee for anything.
Listen, I don't think it really. I don't think it really matters.
But man, when it comes to the Denver Broncos,
that's funny that you won't because of Tennessee.
Mm-mm, I won't do it.
Don't you watch it then, thinking like I should have put money on it?
Yeah, well, like when they're winning.
No, I get let down too many times in the years past. So I just quit. Okay. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that anymore. But I'd certainly put something on. If I felt really good about Buffalo winning just outright or winning by 10, let's say, I'd put money on Buffalo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
it's not a nice habit
wearing,
to have,
you're
Jamie.
You're wearing a Broncos shirt. Yeah.
I know. Go Bills. If I've got $20
wow.
on it, go Bills.
Look at the, what money means to you people.
We can pack it up. We'll get them next year.
Oh,
I just need my $20.
Oh, my
that's
God.
All.
This is bad.
But think about this. If you're watching the game on Sunday and that game happens to go into overtime, whoo, man. Jamie's going to be partying.
And it's just weird because I'm like, I'm already thinking about scores and stuff. I'm thinking like, oh God, what if they're up at the beginning? Well, they still have time. I'm like doing that right now. And
yeah,
then a game has not even been started
until
Sunday.
Listen, and this is the honest truth, okay? Come Sunday, if the Broncos are ahead by 3 points, you're going to be rooting for Buffalo.
Yep.
That money's going to make you root for the opposite team.
God, money is a horrible thing.
It is, dude.
It really is.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah. just imagine. I mean, we've knocked out two for you today. You're a perv and you gamble.
Yeah, dude. I'm just a degenerate, dude.
Cool. You're an upstanding citizen, man. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.